Tractate 18. John 5. 19. Part 2. What then, beloved, are we going to explain that which we have asked, how the Word seeth, how the Father is seen by the Word, what the seeing of the Word is? I am not so bold, so rash, as to promise to explain this, for myself or for you, however I estimate your measure, still I know my own. Therefore, if you please, not to delay it longer, let us run over the passage, and see how carnal hearts are troubled by the words of the Lord, to this end troubled, that they may not continue in that which they hold. Let this be wrested from them, as some toy is wrested from children, with which they amuse themselves to their hurt, that, as persons of larger growth, they may have more profitable things planted in them, and may be able to make progress, instead of crawling on the earth. Arise, seek, sigh, pant with desire, and knock at what is shut. But if we do not yet desire, not yet earnestly seek, not yet sigh, we shall only be throwing pearls to all indiscriminately, or finding pearls ourselves, regardless of what kind. Wherefore, beloved, I would move a longing desire in your heart. Good character leads to right understanding, the kind of life leads to another kind of life. One kind of life is earthly, another is heavenly, there is a life of beasts, another of men, and another of angels. The life of beasts is excited with earthly pleasures, seeks earthly pleasures alone, and grovels after them with immoderate desire. The life of angels is alone heavenly, the life of men is midway between that of angels and of beasts. If man lives after the flesh, he is on a level with the beasts; if he lives after the spirit, he joins in the fellowship of angels. When thou livest after the spirit, examine even in the angelic life whether thou be small or well grown. For if thou art still a little one, the angels say to thee, Grow, we feed on bread, thou art nourished with milk of faith that thou mayest come to the meat of sight. But if there be still a longing for filthy pleasures, if the thoughts be still of deceit, if lies are not avoided, if perjuries be heaped on lies, shall a heart so foul dare to say, Explain to me how the Word sees, even if I be able to do so, even if I myself now see? And further, though not perhaps of this character myself, and I am nevertheless far from this vision, how must that man be weighed down with earthly desires, who is not yet wrapped with this desire from above? There is a wide difference between loathing and desiring, and again, between desiring and enjoying. If thou livest as do the beasts, thou loathest, the angels have full enjoyment. If, on the other hand, thou livest not as the beast, thou hast no longer loathing, something thou desirest, and dost not receive, thou hast, by the very desire, begun the life of the angels. May it grow in thee, and be perfected in thee, and mayest thou receive this, not of me, but of him who made both me and thee. Yet the Lord also has not left us to chance, since, in that he said, The Son cannot of himself do anything, but what he seeth the Father doing, he meant us to understand that the Father doth, not some works which the Son may see, and the Son doth other works after he has seen the Father doing, but that both the Father and Son do the very same works. For he goes on to say, For what things soever he doth, these also doth the Son in like manner. Not after the Father hath done works, doth the Son other works in like manner, but, whatever he doth, these also the Son doth in like manner. If these the Son doth which the Father doth, then it is by the Son that the Father doth; if by the Son the Father doth what he doth, then the Father doth not some, the Son others, but the works of the Father and of the Son are the same works. And how doth the Son also the same? Both the same, and in like manner. In case you should think them the same, but in a different manner, the same, saith he, and in like manner. And how could they be the same and not in like manner? Take an example, which I presume is not too big for you. When we write letters, they are first formed by our heart, then by our hand. Certainly, why otherwise have you all agreed, but because you perceived it to be so? It is as I have said, it is manifest to us all. The letters are made first by our heart, then by our body, the hand serves, the heart commands, both the heart and the hand make the same letters. Dost think the heart doth some letters, the hand some others? The same indeed doth the hand, but not in like manner. Our heart forms them intelligibly, but our hand visibly. See how the same things are made, but not in like manner. Hence it was not enough for the Lord to say, what things soever the Father doth, these also the Son doth, he must add, and in like manner. For what if thou shouldst understand this just as thou understandest whatever thy heart doth, this also thy hand doth, but in a different manner? Here, however, he added, these also the Son doth in like manner. If he both doth these, and in like manner doth, then awake, let the Jew be crushed, let the Christian believe, let the heretic be convinced, the Son is equal to the Father. For the Father loveth the Son, and showeth him all things that himself doth. Here is that showeth. Showeth, as it were, to whom? Of course, as to one that sees. We return to that which we cannot explain, how the Word seeth. Behold, man was made by the Word, but man has eyes, ears, hands, divers members in the body. He is able by the eyes to see, by the ears to hear, by the hands to work. The members are diverse, their offices diverse. One member cannot do the office of another, yet, by reason of the unity of the body, the eye sees both for itself and for the ear, and the ear hears for itself and for the eye. Are we to suppose that something like this holds good in the Word, seeing all things are by him, and Scripture has said in the Psalm, understand, you brutish among the people, and you fools, at length be wise. He that planted the ear, shall he not hear? And he that formed the eye, shall he not see? Hence, if the Word is he that formed the eye, for all things are by the Word, if the Word is he that planted the ear, for all things are by the Word, we cannot say the Word doth not hear, the Word doth not see, lest the Psalm reprove us, and say, fools, at length be wise. Therefore, if the Word heareth and seeth, if the Son heareth and seeth, are we yet to search for eyes and ears in him in separate places? Does he by one part hear, by another see, and cannot his ear do what his eye doth, and cannot his eye do what his ear can? Or is he not all sight, all hearing? Perhaps yes, nay, not perhaps, but truly yes, whilst, however, that seeing of his, and that hearing of his, is in a way far other than it is with us. Both to see and to hear exist together in the Word. Seeing and hearing are not diverse things in him, but hearing is sight, and sight is hearing. And we, who see in one way, and hear in another way, how know we this? We return perhaps to ourselves, if we are not the transgressors to whom it is said, return, O transgressors, to your heart. Return to your heart, why go from yourselves, and perish from yourselves? Why go the ways of solitude? You go astray by wandering, return you. Whither? To the Lord. 'Tis quickly done, first return to thine own heart. Thou hast wandered abroad in exile from thyself, thou knowest not thyself, and yet thou art asking by whom thou wast made. Return, return to thy heart, lift thyself away from the body, thy body is thy place of abode, thy heart perceives even by thy body. But thy body is not what thy heart is, leave even thy body, return to thy heart. In thy body thou didst find eyes in one place, ears in another place, Dost thou find this in thy heart? Or hast thou not ears in thy heart? Else of what did the Lord say, Whoso hath ears to hear, let him hear. Or hast thou not eyes in thy heart? Else of what saith the apostle? The eyes of your heart being enlightened. Return to thy heart, see there what, it may be, thou canst perceive of God, for in it is the image of God. In the inner man dwelleth Christ, in the inner man art thou renewed after the image of God, in his own image recognize its author. See how all the senses of the body bring intelligence to the heart within of what they have perceived abroad, see how many ministers the one commander within has and what it can do by itself even without these ministers. The eyes report to the heart things black and white, the ears report to the same heart pleasant and harsh sounds, to the same heart the nostrils announce sweet odors and stench, to the same heart the taste announces things bitter and sweet, to the same heart the touch announces things smooth and rough, and the heart declares to itself things just and unjust. Thy heart sees and hears and judges all other things perceived by the senses, and, what the senses do not aspire to, discerns things just and unjust, things evil and good. Show me the eyes, ears, nostrils, of thy heart. Diverse are the things that are referred to thy heart, yet are there not diverse members there. In thy flesh, thou hearest in one place, seest in another, in thy heart, where thou seest, there thou hearest. If this be the image, how much more mightily he whose the image is. Therefore the Son both heareth and seeth, the Son is both the hearing itself and the seeing, to hear is to him the same thing as to be, and to see is to him the same thing as to be. To see is not the same thing to thee as to be, for if thou lose thy sight, thou canst be, and if thou lose thy hearing, thou canst be. Do we think we have knocked? Is there raised up within us something whereby we may even slightly conjecture whence light may come to us? It is my opinion, brethren, I that when we speak of these things, and meditate upon them, we are exercising ourselves. And when we are exercising ourselves, and are as it were bent back again by our own weight to our customary thoughts, we are like weak-eyed persons, when they are brought forth to see the light, if perchance they had no sight at all before, and begin in some sort to recover their sight by the assiduous care of physicians. And when the physician would test the progress of recovery, he tries to show them something which they sought to see, but could not while they were blind, and while the eyesight is now somewhat recovered, they are brought forth to the light, and as they see it, are beaten back in a manner by the very glare, and they answer the physician, as he points out the object, "This moment I did see, but now I cannot." What then does the physician? He brings them back to their usual ways, and applies the eye salve to nourish the longing for seeing that which was seen only for a moment, so that by the very longing he may cure more completely, and if any stinging salves are applied for the recovery of soundness, let the patient bear it bravely, and, inflamed with love of the light, say to himself, "When will it be that with strong eyes I shall see what with sore and weak eyes I could not?" He urges the physician, and begs him to heal him. Therefore, brethren, if, it may be, something like this has taken place in your hearts, if somehow you have raised your heart to see the Word, and, beaten back by its light, you have fallen back to your wonted ways, pray the physician to apply sharp salves, the precepts of righteousness. There is that which thou mayest see, but not that whereby thou canst see. Thou didst not believe me before that there is that which thou mayest see, thou art now, as by the guidance of reason, brought to it, thou hast drawn near, strained thine eyes to see it, throbbed, and shrunk back. Thou knowest for certain that there is what thou mayest see, but that thou art not yet meet to see it. Therefore be healed. What are the eye salves? Do not lie, do not swear falsely, do not commit adultery, do not steal, do not defraud. But thou art used to these, and it is with some pain thou art drawn away from old habits, this is what bites, but yet heals. For I tell thee freely, by fear of myself and of thee, if thou give up the healing, and scorn to become meat to enjoy this light, by weakness of thine eyes, thou wilt love darkness, and by loving darkness, wilt remain in darkness, and by remaining in darkness, wilt be cast even into outer darkness, there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. If the love of light has effected nothing in thee, let the fear of pain effect something. I think I have spoken long enough, and yet I have not concluded the gospel lesson. If I go on to declare what remains, I shall burden you, and I fear lest even what has been drawn may be lost. Therefore let this be enough for you now, beloved. We are debtors, not now, but always as long as we live, because we live for you. However, do you, by good living, comfort this life of ours, so weak, toilsome, and full of peril in this world, do not afflict and wear us out by your evil manners. For if, when offended with your evil life, we flee from you and separate ourselves from you, and no longer come to you, will ye not complain and say, and if we were sick, you might care for us, and if we were weak, you might have visited us? Behold, we do care for you, behold, we do visit you, but let it not be with us as you have heard from the apostle, I fear lest I have bestowed labor upon you in vain.